A Few Green Leaves by Barbara Pym. Read by Jan Francis. Chapter 1. On the Sunday after Easter, Low Sunday, Emma believed it was called, the villagers were permitted to walk in the park and woods surrounding the manor. She had not been sure whether to come on the walk or not. It was her first weekend in the village, and she had been planning to observe the inhabitants in the time-honoured manor from behind the shadow of her curtains. But seeing the party assembling outside the pub, wearing tweeds and sensible shoes, and some carrying walking sticks, she had been unable to resist the temptation of joining in. This annual walk was a rite dating from the 17th century. Tom Dagnall, the rector, had told her. He was a tall man, austerely good-looking, but his brown eyes lacked the dog-like qualities so often associated with that colour. As a widower, he tended not to attach himself to single women, but Emma was the daughter of his old friend Beatrix Howick, and rather the type that the women's magazines used to make a feature of improving, though this thought had not occurred to Tom. He saw her only as a sensible person in her 30s, dark-haired, thin, and possibly capable of talking intelligently about local history, his great interest and passion. Besides, she had recently come to live in her mother's cottage, and he felt he had a certain duty as rector to make her welcome. The villagers still have the right to collect firewood, faggots, as the ancient edict has it, but they're less enthusiastic about that now, he said. Most of them have central heating anyway, or would rather switch on an electric fire when they're cold, said the rector's sister, Daphne. She was 55, some years older than her brother, with a weather-beaten complexion and white, bushy hair.